Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. It's good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be with you this evening. We're glad to be on the broadcast. Brother Yearwood couldn't be on it. I'm Evangelist Eddie Bolton, and I've got Brother Charlie Fonger from Tooele, Utah on the phone here with me, and he's called in here this evening, and we're going to get on with this broadcast, and we've got 770. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eddie. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. It's good to hear from you, Brother. 706-975, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Brother Eddie, it's Frieda Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Sister Frieda. It's glad to have you with us tonight. 606-677, come in and tell us who you are and where you're located.
Okay, Reverend Wayne Van Hook, Somerset, Kentucky. Also, Brother Shannon Fife is from Campton, Kentucky, is on with me tonight, too, on three-way calling.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, what we're going to do, I've got a special request tonight. There was that was left with me, and okay, it's a special request, and I'd like for y'all to remember it, and I'd like for you to pray for this young girl, and she needs a special move from the Lord. And I wonder, is there any more prayer requests tonight? If you have a prayer request, give it in.
Brother Eddie, I have an unspoken request. The Lord knows all about it.
Praise the Lord. Let's remember that. Anybody else got any requests tonight? Praise the Lord. John, I'm going to call on you first here, brother. Why don't you just go ahead and obey the Lord?
Well, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate tonight. You know, tonight we are talking about, and if I have a moment, too, I'd like to sing a song tonight. But I just came in off the road, just got off work, just actually walked into the church, and it was sort of funny. Some of the people, there were some people standing on the outside of the church, and we have our services on Wednesday night, and there's some people out standing out in front of the church thought we were having service tonight, and I said, well, we are having service tonight, but not a regular church service, and so they had thought that we were having church tonight. I said, well, we are having church tonight, but I just praise the Lord tonight. You know, the scriptures, amen, I was thinking about in the First Samuel chapter 18, where David, King David of Israel, had came to the place, and he'd come to position, amen, and here was a man that, you know, the Bible speaks of in 1 Samuel 16. What had happened is the children of Israel had begun to reject, amen, God the Father as being king and ruler over them, and, amen, they came to a place where they had wanted to be, amen, like everyone else, like the rest of the world. They desired a king. You know, the scriptures speak of that in the book of Matthew. It says that we'll not have this man rule over us. And they got to a place, amen, as they rejected the chief cornerstone, the Lord Jesus Christ, the master builders, those that were of the high priest, those that were of the Pharisees, those that were of the religion, the leaders, amen, began to reject this one that was the heir, amen, and hallelujah, so that they could receive it themselves. But as the rejection, amen, of God, because Samuel the prophet, amen, Samuel has life, who had been lent, amen, to, amen, for the work of the Lord, amen, and how Eli, amen, and the lights went out, and there was no open vision in the time of Samuel. He was called a seer, but then it was changed to be a prophet. But Samuel felt that they had turned against Samuel, but God spoke to him. He said, Samuel, they haven't rejected you. They rejected me. But he said, I'm going to give them a king. And he anointed King Saul of Cis, amen. He was, as you look at him, the natural man, he was head and shoulders above everyone else there, the Bible speaks of. But going along, amen, and the first few things that he was instructed to do, Saul began to walk in disobedience to God's word and God's spirit. And during that time, amen, we find, amen, that God had preserved, amen, says in 1 Samuel 16 that God had, because Saul was still just mourning because of Saul's rejection, amen, and he said, fill that horn with oil, amen. He said there in verse 1 of 1 Samuel 16, he said, I will go send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite's house. So I provided a king among the sons. The Bible says, Saul said, well, you know, if Samuel said, if Saul hears this, he'll kill me. He said, take a sacrifice, amen, and tell me that you've come to sacrifice to the Lord, amen. You've come to lay down your life to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Tonight, who are you in Christ tonight? Who are you in the realm of God? This was the thing. And here was a man who had been called to be king, but he walked in disobedience. Here was a nation that had been chosen and called. And who were they in him? But yet they rejected him and turned aside from him. And the Bible come, and he came into the house of Jesse, amen. And as he'd become, he began to come and told him that he was peaceful. When he there says in verse 7 that it came to pass, he saw Eliab in verse 6. And, when he saw Eliab, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. But the Lord said unto him in verse 7, he said, look not on his countenance nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. Before Samuel got there, you know, tonight, wherever your situation and circumstance you are, you might look like the Lord's anointed, but amen, you need to know tonight that God looks upon the heart. Amen. And no matter what you've done, amen, you know, the scriptures teach us, amen. Hallelujah. Who am I, amen, in Jesus tonight? Well, I tell you some of the things I am. I'm one of the foolish things. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty.
Yes.
Amen. One of the things that we're the foolish things tonight. Amen. We are the weak things. Amen. Because the weak things that God has chosen is the one that confounds the things which are mighty. And the third thing is that we are the base things of the world because these are the things, amen, which are despised as God chosen.
Yea,
and things which are not to bring to naught. Things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. It's church tonight, it's not in our flesh that we should glory, but we should glory in the presence of God. He chooses the things that no man would choose. He chooses the things that man would reject. Hallelujah, because he looks on the heart of things. Amen. He is the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for him. And the Bible says when they came, amen, then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. There in verse 8, 1 Samuel chapter 16, and he said, neither had the Lord chosen this. Again, Jesse made 7 of his sons to pass before Samuel. Amen. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. Oh, he's a shepherd, amen. He's got a shepherd's heart, amen. Hallelujah. And tonight, amen, the Bible says, amen, how many of you know, who am I? Because in tonight, amen, we can know the good shepherd. The good shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep, amen. The good shepherd has served, even in the time, amen, the last day, amen, that he would be with his disciples and eat with him, amen. He girded himself, the Lord of glory, amen. He gave them an example that we ought to do unto each other, that even though he was the Lord of glory, he humbled himself. Tonight, church, we need to humble ourselves and find out who we are, amen, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, in verse 12, and he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and with all the beautiful countenance and good to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. This is the one, amen, that God had anointed. The Bible says in the scriptures, in Psalms and in Chronicles, touch not mine anointing to do my prophets no harm, amen. And the Bible says that Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord God came upon David from that day forward to Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Amen. In between that, we have the story of how he defeated the uncircumcised Philistine. Amen. The world knew him as Goliath. He was, amen, a giant. Amen of a man and who God, amen, he come to him with the spear and the sword, amen, against David. But come, David come to him in the name of the Lord. But I'm going to go over to verse 18, amen, or chapter 18, excuse me, of 1 Samuel. And the Bible says there in verse 12, and Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him and was departed from the law from Saul. The Spirit of the Lord had left Saul because of his disobedience. The hand of God was no longer upon Saul. It had moved from Saul to David. The Spirit of the Lord, he was the Lord's anointed. Amen. Hallelujah. And therefore Saul removed him from him and made him a captain over 1,000. There in verse 13, he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. He said, wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. David began to move in wisdom. Amen. As he was a captain over 1,000, he would go in and out among the people. You know, the Bible says when we're obedient, he'll bless you in the field. He'll bless you in the city. He'll bless you in the, amen, hallelujah. You're coming in and you're coming out. God was blessing David's coming in and his moving about in church tonight. No matter who you are, God will bless you if you walk in the obedience of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. You'll behave yourself wisely in the word of God. Amen. You want to know how to behave? Just get into the word of God. That'll teach you how to behave. It will correct you. Amen. It will chastise you. Amen. The Bible says in verse 15, wherefore when Saul saw that he behaved himself even more very wisely, he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he went out and came in before them. He was coming out. And Saul said unto David, though my elder daughter Merab will I give to thee for wife. Only be valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles. For Saul said, let not my hand be upon him, but let the hand of the Philistine's body upon him. What was Saul saying here? He said, I'm not going to kill him, but let my enemies kill him. Let my enemies destroy the anointing. Let my enemies let the hand that touch upon him. So here it was, and David said unto Saul, he didn't know, amen. He said, who am I? And what is my life? The only thing he received is that he knew that Saul had sent to him. He said, have my elder daughter here as a wife. And he said, who am I? And what is my life or my father's family in Israel that I should be son-in-law to the king? Who am I? What is my life? You know, the Bible says, amen, hallelujah. Amen. It says in Revelation 22 and 16, I believe it is, he said, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel, and I am the root and offspring of David. And I am the bright and morning star. You know, this was the light, amen. People that are still looking for that star, the wise men, those that are behaving themselves wisely are still looking for the star. It's still brightly shining. It's the morning star, amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's the light that we're looking for. That's the star that wise men and wise women are looking for, wise people,
amen.
Hallelujah. And we find, amen, hallelujah, that the Bible says, amen, that as they come before, the scriptures also said, he said, what is my life? You know, the scriptures teach us, I believe it's in Hebrews 4, verse 14, he says, what is tomorrow? For what is our life but a vapor, amen, that appears for a moment?
Yes, amen.
You know, tonight, amen, who am I? We're a vapor. We're loose things. We're base things. We're a foolish things. Our life is a vapor. That vapor is actually the word, the original writing in Scripture, amen, it means a smoke. In other words, it's coming up from the fire. You know, when God's fire gets in our life, that actually smoke, when they used to burn incense unto the Lord, it was like a sweet savior into the nostrils of God, because that offering, that vapor, that smoke that went in the nostrils of God was the offering from the fire. And it's representative of our life. Amen. When the fire of God, he said, I shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost of fire. Who am I tonight? I'm somebody. You're somebody tonight where the fire of God has come down. You're just a vapor tonight. You're just smoke, but it's the offering of God. It's going up. Amen. It's just going to appear for a short period of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Tomorrow it might be gone away. You know, it's a flower. You know, the scripture says, I believe it's in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24. He says, what is the glory of man? Is the man is like grass, and the glory of man is like a flower that fadeth away. Our life is just we're just like a wave tossed in the ocean, amen? Just for a brief time, you know, amen, we're here. But that time of that rise of that wave, I want to be that wave for the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be that vapor for the Lord Jesus Christ. Who
amen.
Am I? I'm nothing. I don't deserve. There's nothing that I've ever done or you've ever done tonight, but God chose. Amen. David, did he know he was going to be a doctor? Sure he did. Amen. David had sin in his life. Amen. Just like any other man. Amen. Hallelujah. Or any other woman. He knew he was going to be. But what he saw a heart. And when he saw the heart of a shepherd, he saw that repentance. He knew that he would come back to him. He knew that even though there was sin, because he couldn't shoot not a man out there. The Bible says he sought for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge. And he found none. And with his own arm, he brought salvation. Amen. And
amen.
Tonight, amen. Hallelujah. I want to close with this. Who am I? But I don't know if we have time. I'd like to sing this song, Brother Eddie, if I could. But do we have time?
Go right
ahead,
brother. Obey the Lord.
I sing two different songs. It's called Who Am I? And one of the older versions, I couldn't find it in there. But this is a newer version. But I don't listen to the voice. Just listen to the words. This song is called Who Am I? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light my way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. And you told me
amen.
Who I am. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes of any Mexican would look on me with love and watch me rise again? Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am.
That's him, Lord.
I am good. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Because I'm you. Tonight, church, as David asked, who am I? Tonight, church, all I can say is, I don't know who I am, but I know I'm his. Are you his tonight?
He's the Lord.
Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. We're glad to hear that, and you've done a fine job there. And I tell you what, I praise the Lord for the way that God has blessed his people, and I thank the Lord tonight that God is always there to hear us when we call on him, even a midnight hour, when there's nobody else around, and it's just us and the Lord, and we begin to call on him and we begin to talk to him. And the Bible says that his ears are opening to the righteous. Praise the Lord. Sister Freda?
Yes,
Let me do this first. Would 706-975 come and tell us who you are and where you're at?
That's probably me, Brother Eddie.
Okay, well, I'm sorry then. let me, 661-748, come and tell us who you are and where you're at. 661-748, tell us who you are and where you're at.
That sounds like Sister Gladys's number, Brother Eddie.
All right, I've got her on here, well, anyway, let's go to this 937-748. Come in, tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother and Sister Green here in Springboro, Ohio.
Praise the Lord, Brother Green. Good to hear from you. Praise the Lord. Sister Frieda, come in and obey the Lord.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to start out with Exodus 3, verse 11. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And then I'm going to go to Exodus 4:10. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. You know, the Lord wants to bring people. Sometimes people like to pick on other ones when they don't have the same speech, if they're slow. And, you know, that's the one that he can use. And, you know, I praise the Lord. I'm not that type of person. But there's people out there, and that's the one. He wants to prove to the world that he's, when you're down the bottom on the pole, that's the one the Lord can use and bless, and people will say, oh, look what that is happening. And, you know, I feel blessed that the Lord is using me. I mean, I feel wonderful, and I do. And so, listen, I got one more, I think. What was the other one? No, Brother Johnson got that one. That's all right. It was good. Let's see if I can find the other one. But I do. I praise the Lord the way he's working things. Okay. The other one is Jeremiah, 1st chapter, verse 8. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. You know, but the Lord, he had disciples with him, and they told him, don't let the children come to me. Well, what did the Lord say? Let the children come to me. We have to be childlike to get the faith that the Lord wants us to. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and thou whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in my mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. You know, we have to, like Brother John says all the time, we have to put our hands to the plow. And if you don't plow your field, you ain't going to have no crops. You have to prepare it. You have to keep going. You have to go weed it. You have to do. But we have to water it, too. If we don't water it, it will not grow. And here in Georgia, I'm telling you, it's so hot. And I tell everybody, I'm glad I'm going to heaven. I ain't going to be going down to hell where it's 10 times. I think it's 10 times hotter than what it is. And you know, a lot of people, I just started the job not too long ago, and I get in there and I be praising the Lord. I said, I thank you, Jesus, that you set people in my path. You tell me what to say. And people come up to me, and I'm not bragging on me. It's the way the Lord is using me. They'll come up to me. They said, you said the right thing. And I mean, people will keep. And you know, we have to keep praying for people. That's the way, because time is short. If we don't pray for people now and they don't come back to the Lord, I do not want to be one of them that says, depart from me, you workers. I want the Lord to tell me, come on in, child. You have Finish your course.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord, Sister Frieda. I tell you what, let's do. Let's have a song right now, and we'll get back in just a minute. I want you to bear with me tonight, because if I mess up, I want you to pray for me. I'm trying my best not to. Just pray for us, and we're going to play this song right now.
I'm about to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out, determined come what may. I've got to tell someone who hasn't heard, got to do my part with friends and work. Got to get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with His Spirit and keeps on blessing me. Whoa, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around with this much joy inside of me. How can I just sit down? I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. They're sold out, I'm sold out, determined come what may. I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. Can I get a witness of what the Lord has done? Has anybody in this place been walked by the blood? Oh, if He's done a work in you, don't sit there on the shelf. You got to tell somebody. You can't keep to yourself. I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out, determined come what may. I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part to spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. You gotta put feet to your face, your hand to the plow. You've got to make a difference in the here and now. Get up, get out, get about God's business. I'm sold out, I'm sold out. Term and come what may. I'm gonna tell someone who hasn't heard. Gotta do my part.
Good singing. Amen. Good singing. All right,
amen.
we're gonna want 606-677 to come in. Obey the Lord, brother.
Praise God. He's wonderful today.
Amen.
I wanted to bring this message just a little bit about. I want to bring it about Christ Jesus. I want to bring this in about Jesus the Christ. I want to bring
Praise
this
Lord.
In about the Son of God. I want to bring this in about the Savior. I want to bring this in about the hope. I want to bring this in about the life. I want to bring this in about the sanctification. I want to bring this in about setting us apart for the service of God. I want to tell everybody how good Jesus is. That
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That in the
yes.
beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and there were not anything made that was made. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be lifted up, folks, today. We need
Man.
To praise Him. We need to lift up holy hands and praise Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Him today, the Bible tells me that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13, and it said, if you believe in your heart, Romans 10:9, and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, the Bible says you shall be saved. So there's no difference between the Jew or the Greek. For God is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But we're talking about Jesus Christ today, the Almighty Son of God. The Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Bible said he is the way to the Father, that he is the way to God. Without Jesus, we have no hope. Without Jesus, we have no life. But we can look unto him today and live, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The Word of God tells me in Matthew 16, beginning of 13, says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? Say that I, the Son of Man, am, rather. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, another Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is the Son of God. He is our only hope. He's our only hope for eternal life in heaven. There is no other life but through and by him. Amen. We have a heaven to gain and a hell to shun tonight.
Amen.
And went on to say, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What we're speaking about, Peter here in the Greek is Petros, and the Abrach is like K-E-P-H-A-S, Kephas, means a fragment of the rock. But the rock that it's talking about is an immovable stone, one that can't be moved. It's talking about Christ himself, the foundation of the church. It's not speaking about Peter, one of the builders, but it's speaking about the foundation of the church. Jesus Christ is the foundation. He is the captain of the church.
Amen.
There's nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash your sins away. Hallelujah. Boys and girls, men and women all over the world, I want to tell you that it takes Jesus Christ to get to heaven.
Amen.
And Jesus died for boys and girls, men and women, that they all could go to be with him in heaven and be with the Father God in heaven.
Yes.
And it goes on to say, praise be to the name of the Lord, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. The awesome things that we need to look at today, that God said, I give you the keys. That means that whatever you bind on the earth, God's going to agree in heaven. Whatever you loose on the earth, God's going to loose in heaven.
Bless you, Lord.
Because Jesus is the rock of the blessing, praise God. But we must abide in him, and we must seek him. We must seek first the kingdom, praise God, to use the keys, praise be. But I want to tell you something else. If you're a child of God, amen, you can get to the place that you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you can know that you have the keys. Hallelujah. Regardless of how hard the devil comes against you, praise God, you can use the keys against him. You can use the word against the devil, against Satan, praise God, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise be to God who always causes me to triumph. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is
Amen.
A liar. Hallelujah. Sinner friend, give your life to Jesus. Ask him to come in your heart. Maybe you don't know how to pray, but talk to him and say something like this. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me. Save me. Backslider, ask Jesus back into your heart to forgive you and to come back in your heart to save you from your sins. Glory to God. Before it's eternally too late, everlasting too late, sin shall not enter the kingdom of God. We must repent of all sin even after we get saved. The Bible said that when we get saved, our sins are forgiven that are past. That means anything that we do after that, we must ask for forgiveness. But praise be to the name of the Lord. God will pardon all who ask for forgiveness and repent and turn from their sin. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I got Brother Fife on here to my brother, three-way calling right now.
Bless the Bible Lord. Says in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, the disciples said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets, the major and the minor prophets. He saith unto them, Jesus said unto the disciple, but whom say ye that I am? Jesus is asking that question today. Just like he asked the disciple, whom do you say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, I like Peter, he always spoke up. And he was always the bold one. But notice what Simon Peter said. He said, thou art the Christ. That means the anointed one. The Son of the living God. He is God, the Son, Jesus. The second person of the divine Trinity. Jesus is King in the flesh. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Jesus answered and said unto Peter, he said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. In other words, people or man has not revealed this revelation unto Peter. But Jesus said to Peter, but my Father, notice that. Now we see God the Father here, and we see God the Son, Jesus here. And Jesus said, but my Father, notice that Jesus called God his Father, which is in heaven. That is where God the Father is. He is in heaven. Verse 18 is a prophecy that Jesus gave, and verse 18 is a promise. And Jesus said, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In other words, Jesus said, upon this revelation, upon the revelation that Jesus is the Son of God, that Jesus is the Son of the living God, Jesus said, I will build my church. Referring to Christ, the speaker, as in John chapter 2, verse 19, and chapter 6, 53, and verse 58. Not Petros, but Petra. An immovable stone, Christ himself, the only foundation of the church. Notice that Jesus is the only foundation of the church. Peter was only one of the builders. And the Bible says here in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, which is another promise, Jesus said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now, there's a difference in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. But here Jesus is talking about the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever, notice the word whatsoever, thou shalt bind on earth. You're the one that does the binding. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the original Greek, this verse means whatever you allow, God will allow. Whatever you forbid, God will forbid. And Jesus said, thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. When you bind something, it is bound, and heaven backs you up. When you loose someone, then God will back you up. And verse 20 says, then charged he his disciple that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Who is he? Who is Jesus? He is the advocate, beloved. In the word of God, he is called the Lamb of God. He is called the resurrection and the life. He is the shepherd and bishop of our souls. He is the judge. He is Lord of lords. He is the man of sorrows. He is the head of the church. He is our master.
He is the faithful and true witness. He is the rock. He is our high priest. He is the door, beloved. He is the only door. He is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to God the Father. He is the living water. Jesus is the bread of life. He's the rose of Sharon. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the ending. He is the true vine. He is the Messiah. He is the teacher. Jesus is the Holy One. He is our mediator. He is our beloved. He is the branch in John, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. He is the carpenter. He is our good shepherd. Jesus is the light of the world. He's the image of the invisible God. He is the Word and the chief cornerstone. Jesus is our Savior. He is the servant, and He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the Almighty. He's the everlasting Father. His name is Shiloh. He is Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the I Am. Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Bridegroom. Jesus is the only begotten Son. He is wonderful. He's Counselor. He is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Jesus is the Son of Man. He's the Son of God. He's called the Day Spring. He is the Amen in Revelation. He's the King of the Jews. He is the prophet, but more than a prophet. He is God in the flesh. He is our Redeemer. He is the anchor of our soul. Jesus is the bride and the morning star. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the life. He's not one of many ways. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is not just one of many truths. Jesus is the only truth, and Jesus is the life. If you're looking for life, look at Jesus, beloved. If you don't know this Jesus of the Word of God, you can come to know Him. All you got to do is repent of all your sin and invite Jesus into your heart and ask Him to wash away your sin with His precious blood and to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life and believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and with your mouth confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the Bible says you will be saved. Now, I got one more scripture here, and I'm going to be turning it over to someone else. It is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10 and 11. The Bible says, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, and His name is Jesus." Jesus said to Peter in Matthew chapter 16, "Who does men say that I am?" I answer that question today. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And do you know Him today? Well, I'm done, and I'm going to turn that back over to my brothers and sisters.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 770-855, come in. Tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Sister Robin in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord, Sister Robin.
Okay, well, mine goes along with everything everybody else has already said, but the Lord spoke to me in 2 Samuel 7, and on the first one, first verse, it says, "It came to pass when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within tents." And if you go on down and read, it will tell you that David wanted to build a house for the Lord. And the Lord is speaking with David's prophet. Speaking with David from prophet Nathan. And down in verse 11 it says, "And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel and have caused thee to rest from all thine enemies, also the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee a house. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, who shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom, He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. Now this is the Lord speaking through Nathan. And he says, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. According to all these words and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. Then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord God, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. I believe that David knew in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I believe that David knew that.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe that he humbled himself before the Lord, and I believe that he knew these things. Then I went to Isaiah 40, starting with, well, I'll go to verse 6. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All the flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And I believe that David knew he was created to serve the Lord, and it was God that breathed life into him. It was God that made him a living soul. So he was able to ask. You know, I believe he humbled himself before the Lord and realized how small he was.
Amen.
So he could ask, Who am I to deserve what you are giving me, Lord? A seed that will remain forever. And it was a covenant, and the covenant was Jesus Christ. Through David's seed, we have Jesus Christ, our
Amen.
Redeemer and our Savior. Amen. And I'll turn it back over to you, brother.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to play another song right now. And just hold on to them thoughts, and we'll get to you there in just a little bit. God bless you. Here we go.
Amen.
walk us a little bit further and praise the name of the Lord tonight. 661-748, come in there. Tell us who you are and where you're at and obey the Lord.
Brother Eddie, can you hear me this time?
Yes.
Oh, good. Praise
God. The Lord. Obey the Lord, sister.
I've been having trouble, but you know, God created me to be just like him, and I praise him. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came into my heart, he saved my soul, and he made me a new creature in Christ. You know,
amen.
The enemy may buffet our bodies, and I may have been laid up in the bed with a migraine all day, but the devil's not, he may hinder, but he's not going to stop this girl.
Amen.
I praise him tonight. He's
good
to me. You know, I may go about it a different way than everybody else, but I know that in the tabernacle there were different pieces that they used in the temple, and I praise him for that. And they were each one laid out a certain way, and when the sacrifices were made, they were laid out a certain way, and even the body parts were laid out a certain way. And I believe in the name of Jesus that we're supposed to walk up in him in a manner that's pleasing to him. And if we follow his roadmap, which is the Bible, we can't go
Amen.
Wrong. Like I said, I may go about it in a different way, but in 2 Timothy, in chapter 2, verse 20, says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared
Amen.
Unto every good work. You know, Brother Eddie, I want to be a vessel of honor. I want to be a walking-talking miracle. I'm already a walking-talking miracle. But when they see my life, I don't only want to preach it, but I want to live it. You know, when they
yes.
see my life, I want them to see a difference, and I want them to see the light of Jesus and know that there's something in me that maybe the world doesn't have. You know, there's too many people that want to get the church inside the They want to get the world into the church house, but
Amen.
God doesn't. He's not pleased with that. We need to leave
Amen.
The world outside the doors and keep the church in the church. And, you know, some churches are already, you got the spirit that have already left, and Ichabod's been written over the door already. But, you know, I want to be pleasing to the Lord, and I know that Jesus had already had
Yes, your Lord.
Me on my mind. When he went to the cross, he had me on my mind. Whenever he died for me, he shed his blood. And when he shed that blood, Brother Eddie, it was for my healing. And I praise
yes,
him today that even though we sometimes don't feel the way we'd like to feel, I'm going to press through. You know, we need to persevere and do what Jesus wants us to do. And I want everyone to know that just like the Scripture says, and like I said, I'm doing it a little different tonight, but in John chapter 15 in verse 7 says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I want to be one that abides in his word. And I want to let the world see that if you abide in Christ and you bind your mind to his mind, all things will be the way that they need to be. You know, the Lord said, if two or more gathered in my name, he would be in the midst. And whatsoever you ask in his name, he would come. I'm paraphrasing here, so don't mark me that I'm saying anything wrong. I would never want to do that. He said to not add to or take away. And, you know, I tremble at the words and the books and the commentaries and the Bibles that are being printed today that take away. Oh, Lord Jesus, help them tonight because they don't understand. In the back
Master
of the book
Lord.
In Revelation, it says that their plagues would be added to them that are in that book. And I don't want to ever have that happen to me. But, you know, I praise God. Tonight I want to go into the verse of... It might be small what I have to read tonight, but I'm kind of, like I said, I've been in the bed today, so I don't have it all together. But I know that the Lord wants us to seek him. It says, this isn't the scripture I wanted, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou shalt seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and that's in Deuteronomy chapter 4, Verse 29, Brother Eddie, you know, the enemy would like to wail on us, each and every one. But I'm a child of the King. I'm a king's daughter, and I want to uprightly. I want to live the life that he wants me to live. And even though he may beat me on one side, and he may make me feel like I'm just laying on the other. I'm going to still serve him. You know,
Thanks
a lot of people Lord. Don't understand in my family. Oh, forgive me.
You're all right. Obey the Lord,
sister. But God is good. He takes care of me. I'm a child of the King. Like I said, I'm a King's daughter. I'm healed, and he's the healer today. And even Jesus said, who am I? Who do they say that I am? You know, they said he was John the Baptist and many other things. But he said, as you say, that I'm paraphrasing again. That may not be the exact wording. But, you know, they would say different things. And he would just say, if that's what you say, then that's what I am. But like I said, I'm paraphrasing. But God is good. He sent Jesus to die on an old record cross for each of us. And when he shed that blood, Brother Eddie, each and every drop was for my healing.
Yes.
No, people may not understand the struggles that they go through. They may not understand the pain that they go through. But God said that he would promise our healing. If we seek him first and his kingdom, I know
Amen.
He will add it unto us. I know that. And I'm going to keep seeking him. I'm going to keep searching his word. And I know he's brought me a long way. Trust me. There's a time, like I've said, and some people on this broadcast may get tired of hearing it. There's a time I couldn't walk. There's a time it was painful just to sit up in the bed. I couldn't sit up for more than 10 minutes, and I couldn't walk for more than 10 minutes. But I've come a long way. I can take care of my grandbaby that weighs about 30 pounds now. That may be light to you, Brother Eddie, but it's something to me. It makes
Bless
a difference
Lord.
My grandbaby.
Amen.
I didn't get to enjoy the same one.
Bless your Lord.
Oh, Jesus, I didn't mean to cry.
It's all right, sister. You obey the Lord. Don't you worry about that.
But you know, God takes care of us. He said that we may go through the fire. And we may go
Bless
through the
Lord.
Fire.
Thank
but
you, Jesus.
He said we would not be burned. That's in Isaiah. I'm going to try to find that scripture. That's one of my favorites.
Bless
you know, Jesus
Lord.
Was despised and he was rejected. But he bore our sins upon his body. But, you know, he didn't care. You know, we're going to run into some people in the church houses that we need to love them as they are. He said that his word to come as you are, and that's what we have to do. When they come in the church houses with purple hair and those that have been prostituting, like I've said many times before, they don't want to be drug addicts. They don't want to be prostitutes. But Jesus said that he loved them.
Yes.
And he would take care of them. He wants them to come as they are, and he will take care of them. You know, we have to put one step in front of the other, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
You know, you ministers on here bless me, and sometimes I'm slow at finding the scriptures I need, and I apologize for not having it all together. But in Isaiah 43, it says, when thou passest through the water, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And I praise God that when he went on that cross, Brother Eddie,
bless your Lord.
He took everything that I needed. I want to turn it back over to you. I do have a prayer request. Please remember my Aunt Jo. She's in Alabama, and they don't look for her to live. Remember my Uncle Gary. They're of the same household, my father's household, and he's got cancer. He's taking chemotherapy. But remember me and my household. God's bringing my son a long way. You know, he's a minister, and he's been running from God. But I know in my heart he's bringing back my son. He will preach the word of God, and my daughter will sing the songs of Zion once again, and she will bring them to the altar like she once did at one time. I give God the glory, Brother Eddie. I may not be the best at it, but you know, Jesus said that he would bless even the least. You know, he'd make the first, he'd make the last first. He said, we're the head and not the tail.
Amen.
I will lend and not borrow. I want to turn it back over to you, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord. That's a good testimony. I was about to get carried away there. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's pray for our sister's migraine headache right now. She needs to move from the Lord in that. And let's remember this special prayer request that was given in. And as I believe she called her Aunt Jo, and her Uncle Gary's got cancer. Has anybody else got a prayer request?
Remember Sister Betty also. She hasn't been feeling well. Betty Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Anybody else?
I'd like for everybody to keep our church in prayer.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, brother,
anybody else got one?
Yeah, Brother Eddie, I'd like the people to pray for my cousin, Keith Green. The Lord heal him of that cancer and save him. And I got brothers and sisters that's lost, nephews and nieces, and just a lot of people in my family that's not saved. So just lift them up and believe with me that the Lord's going to save them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Anybody else? I got a friend in South Carolina. He's got cancer. He just took treatments for it, and I've not heard if it's doing any good. He's supposed to get it checked to see how it's doing. I'd like you to remember him. He got prostate cancer. And anybody else?
Let's remember Tim Hall also, Brother Eddie.
Praise the Lord. Must remember that. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Let's go to the Lord right now and take these prayer requests to the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus tonight, Lord, we thank you, Father, God, for the opportunity, Lord, to be able to call on your name, Father. And Lord, we pray, Father, tonight in Jesus, for each prayer request, Lord, that they've given in, Lord, that you would move, Father, and God, that you would heal, Father, and to say these that's lost, God, and God, the backslider, that you bring them back in, Father, and Lord, I pray for these lost nieces and nephews, God, and Lord, that you would save them, Father, and I pray, Lord, for my sister with this migraine headache, Father, that you would heal that, Father. Lord, I rebuke that headache in the name of Jesus, and I bind it and I curse it, that I command it to be loosed and gone, and God, heal her, Father. Give her that healing, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, I pray for this cancer that you're healing, Father. And I pray for this angel, Lord, that you're moving that situation. And God, in this special request, that you're moving that, Father. And I pray, Lord, for Brother Yearwood, that, Lord, that you let him have a good stand up today, Lord. And I pray for Sister Betty, Lord, that you move for her. Encourage her, Father.
Oh, God,
let her begin to feel better, Lord. God, in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord. And mighty Master, we praise
you.
We bless you, Lord. Let her be sent forth
before you, Father God. And Father God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, God. Father God, we pray for this broadcast tonight, Lord. That you would touch each and every one that has put their hand to it tonight, Lord.
In
Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be on here tonight. Good to hear every one of you on here. 937, come in there and obey the Lord, Brother Green.
Yeah, it's good to be with you, Brother Eddie, tonight. And I've got a little something here maybe to read. And my wife, she's got something here to read and preach a little bit on. And
bless you, Lord.
You know, we're called of God. And we've got that call. We can't get away from it.
Amen.
Who are we, you know, that the Lord would call us? But I tell you what, he has laid his hand upon a church. This hour we're living in, there's a church of the living God. And I tell you, we're members in that body, and that is the body of Christ. And that body is working in the world today. And there's many members in that body. And you know, the hand can't say to the foot, I have no need of thee. But you see, we need each one, even though the ministries may be different. And some may not preach like others preach, but some may have the gifts of the Spirit. And some may have a great love of God in their heart more than others. And I tell you, God wants us to love him with all of our heart. And
amen.
With all of our mind and soul and strength, and to put our abilities into the gospel, into preaching the gospel, and trying to win souls and touching people's hearts for God. And, you know, God can use anybody. He I told, was it Jeremiah, I believe it was a little child, and he said, before that I formed thee, I knew thee. And, you know, he called him to preach to the nations, and he's calling the church today. He's calling us as a body to preach to the nations and to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. And many, I believe, today are saying like Moses did. They're saying, I can't do it. I can't speak. And I'm not eloquent. Since I met you, Lord, I still am not a good speaker. Maybe I don't pronounce my words right, and maybe I've not got a good education, but I won't tell you tonight, it's not how much education that you might have. It's not how many colleges you've gone to, and it's not how many degrees that follow your name tonight. I'll tell you tonight, it's because you've been with Jesus. You know, they took knowledge that the disciples had been with Jesus. You know, they called them ignorant and unlearned men. They weren't polished preachers. They were fishermen. But God got a hold of them men, and he went and called them, and he said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Praise God. I'll tell you tonight, sometimes, you know, you might say, I'm not well. I can't preach. I've got things wrong in my life, you know, and I've been down the wrong road, and I've been through a lot of things, and there might be a lot of people might tell you you can't preach, and you might run against opposition, but I want to tell you something tonight. Long as Jesus tells you to preach, and long as the Lord is behind you, I'll tell you that's all we need, Brother Eddie, tonight, is we need his approval on our life. And I'll tell you tonight, if we live right, I'll tell you, we're going to make it. If we live right, then we're authorized to preach the gospel, to carry this good news. You know, the apostles, they said they didn't handle the word of God deceitfully. When they came, they didn't come in the ticing words of men's wisdom, but in the demonstration. They had the Father with them. They had God on their side. You know, Jesus himself, when he was baptized in the River Jordan there, he went and began to preach the gospel. You know, he said, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Amen.
Hear ye him. One place there, when he was on the mountain, he said, hear ye him. Several times he had said, this is my beloved Son. I believe if we do right and live right, there'll be times in our life that God will approve and show his approval on our life. You might go a long time and not see the hand of God. You may say, where is he? But I want to tell you tonight, you know, I was thinking about Gideon. Gideon said, if the Lord be with us, you know, the angel come to him and said, thou mighty man of valor, thou mighty warrior for God, is basically what he was saying. And he looked at himself and he said, are you talking about me? I'm paraphrasing that a little bit.
Thank you,
he said, I'm the least of my father's house, and I'm a poor man. I don't have nothing. But, you know, that angel told him, said, there, a mighty man of valor, a mighty man of God. And he said, if God be with us, well, why ain't we seeing these miracles that we've heard about? And, you know, he said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt deliver Israel. I'll tell you what, sometimes God will call somebody that nobody would look and think that God would call. But, you know, he calls a lot of people there, and the Bible said not many mighty were called. He's not looking for educated people. He's looking for people that's willing to work for him. And when
Amen.
He went out in the vineyard and he began to... Jesus gave the parable, and he began to call people out to work for him. He found them idle in the marketplace, and he called them out, and he agreed with them for a penny, and they all began to work. But we know the story there, how some thought they should have got more than others, but I'll tell you, it'll be worth it all. It's not how much we get when we get on the other side. It's the main thing is the way we make it. Praise God that we have a name in that Lamb's Book of Life, that we're going to make heaven our home, and we're not going to that place of torment and spend eternity. But I'm so glad tonight. I've got some more scriptures I could read, but I believe I'll turn it over to my wife here for a few minutes, and we'll be just listening in. Praise God.
Bless you, Brother Green.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell on Brother Green here for just a moment. When you guys turn in prayer requests, I want y'all to remember, I know we've done prayed over him, but remember, Brother Green, he goes to have surgery on his ear. There's diagnosed him, there's a tumor behind his left ear, and we want the Lord to move that, and the surgeons be amazed that, you know, if they do it, they're supposed to do a CAT scan coming up in August. And we're praying that it'll be gone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
I want to start out with Exodus 3. Praise God. It says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jericho, his father, in the law, Jethro. And the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of the fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, a bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, but put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And
Thank
I am
Lord.
Come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large unto land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And I've got some more a little bit here reading, and I'm going to get on with it. And he said, Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am. Now remember, just a while ago, Moses said, Who am I? And now God is saying, I am. Praise the Lord that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Praise God. Moses said, Who am I? Moses was humble right there. He didn't claim to be no nothing big. He didn't claim that he, yes, he can just go right ahead and do this within himself. He didn't go and study all of the theology and of all the other books that everybody else had wrote. And he didn't, he's going to work this out, going to figure this out, praise God. He just went by, I am sent me, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And if you listen to the Lord and go by the I am, you know, we need to be humble as the children, a little child, praise God. It said, let the chief amongst them be a servant. And I thought about how Brother Eddie, when the Bible talks about there in the New Testament, says when you enter into a church, it says to enter in at the back seat and not to go up and take the higher seat, that you'd be amazed. Praise God. And you know, I thought about in Luke in chapter 18 and verse 9, it says, and he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, and the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Praise God. And I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted, praise God. Moses didn't go say, yeah, I can do this, and now I'm the big chief, and I can go, and I'm going to just go tell Pharaoh, praise God. God found him on the backside of the desert, praise the Lord. Sometimes we've got to go into a wilderness when God calls us, and we got to seek his face and get the answer of what God exactly wants us to do. They sing a song, Lord, tell me where to put my foot down next. Praise God, whenever we buy a house or if we're seeking to sell a house, not that we have many houses, we only have one, praise God, but we, in our desire, that we would love to sell the house that we live in the city, and we'd love to get us some land. But, you know, many a times we've had our house up for sale, Brother Eddie, and you know, it just wasn't the right time yet. Praise God. And you know, we thought we were going to sell it again over the winter, and it just wasn't time yet. Praise God. And you know, we wonder, why are we here in Springboro, Ohio? What is our purpose, Lord, to be right here? You led us here in 2001, and we're still looking for why we are here. But we will not take a step until God tells us what to do. We don't think we're somebody. We don't think that we're bigger than others. Praise God. We listen to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise the Lord.
Bless your Lord.
Hallelujah. And in verse 15, and they brought unto him also infants that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for so much is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein, praise the Lord. So we're to humble ourselves. Be humble, praise God.
Amen.
We don't have our names big in highlights and lamb lights and neon lights stretched across big boards, praise God. We're humble, praise the Lord. We want to be humble people. And you out there in the third world countries, if you're even in Egypt under the sound of my voice, and you're being persecuted again, that are Christians, praise God. Count on the Lord. Go to the God in prayer as Moses did. Praise the Lord. He knew the I am. And when Moses went to the Israelites, praise God, when he went to them, hallelujah, when he said, I am has sent me, they knew that he was speaking, praise God, of Jesus, of himself, of God. Praise the Lord. Not of himself. Praise the Lord. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. Praise God. They saw Jesus in the New, in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God Jesus has a Father, the Almighty. Hallelujah. God is so good, Brother Brother Eddie. And I praise God.
Man.
I thank the Lord. You know, a lot of people, if I would have listened to people a long time ago, they'd have said, they've said to me, you're a woman, you can't preach. Praise God, but I got news that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The I am has sent me. He called me before I even knew that there was a doctrine out there that didn't believe in women preachers. Oh, praise God, but they just got to get over it. It's just another tactic of the devil to shut up the word of God. Because a woman that is called to preach, she better hear from the Lord before she goes, because there's much persecution out there. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. That one Pharisee said that he was an adulterer. He wasn't this. He wasn't that. He wasn't all these things. He pays his tithes. Praise the Lord. But the one that was meek and lowly, the sinner, said, he wouldn't even lift up his eyes, and he beat on his chest and said, have mercy on me. And that's what we must do.
Father.
Ask God to have mercy on us. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to turn it back to you,
Amen.
Brother Eddie. It sure has been good to be with you all. And I want you out there in the third world countries, know that there is hope in Jesus. You may be being persecuted. You may be being more persecuted than us here in America. We don't know what we're going to have to go through as Christians before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back for his church. We don't know how much we're going to have to go through. But I tell you what, I am ready. Praise God. Send me out to a desert. Send me out to the backside of the desert. Send me out, praise God, to the streets of Middletown. I don't have to be behind a mic of a big fancy church. Oh, praise God. I don't have to be behind some pulpit. Hallelujah. With thousands to listen to me. Hallelujah. Just send me to the lowly. Send me to the poor. He said the poor will be with you always. Praise God. He said when you fed me, when you fed them, you fed me. When you visited
Amen.
Them, you've visited me. Praise God. When you've done it to the least, you've done it to me. Praise God.
Amen.
That's what I want to do, Brother Eddie. I want to reach them to the uttermost. The Bible says go to the uttermost when you've received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Go and preach unto all the world. Hallelujah. To be a witness to them. You've got the power to be a witness when you receive the gift of the Holy Ghost with the utterance of speaking in tongues. Praise God. And I'll turn it back to you, brother. I tell you, I just wish I could get it out like I feel it. I wish, you know, that I had big, elegant words to tell you. I wish I was educated, that I sound real good. But, you know, Paul said, I come to you with the simplicity of the gospel. Hallelujah. And that's all I want to be, is just plain down to earth. I am just Joanna Green. Hallelujah. But God changed my name. Hallelujah. When he saved my soul. Hallelujah. My soul.
Master
Lord.
Master.
Yes, God.
Oh,
Master
Lord. Praise God. I love him so good.
Thank you,
I
Lord.
Just want to sound the alarm. I want to blow the trumpet in Zion. Hallelujah. Who is Zion? Hallelujah. It's you and I that are born again. You are the mountain of God. Hallelujah, you are Zion. It said, sing the songs of Zion. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I'll turn it back to you. I've said it probably five times. And I'm really going to do it this time. I praise the Lord. Y'all pray for us.
Bless her, Lord. I'd like for y'all to remember my cousin and his wife tonight. They found his son passed away in his apartment Sunday morning, or Sunday about noontime. And I'd like friends to remember him. They're going to have his funeral tomorrow night and going to bury him on Thursday. His name is Danny Gibson, Jr., the boy that passed away. And the parents' names is Danny Gibson and Carolyn Gibson. And please hold them up in prayer if you would. And this has been on my mind since that sister talked about that migraine headache. That I want to tell you, you that know me or have that I've been on the broadcast back some time ago, and then was off of it for quite a while, and I want to tell you what happened to me, and I feel like telling this, and I know this is a broadcast, but I feel like telling this, and I was getting ready to go to church one Sunday afternoon back last October, and there was something just got in my lungs, and I couldn't breathe. I just lost my breath, and I didn't know what it was, and I wound up going to the hospital, and I was put in the hospital for about 4 days with it, and they told me I had a blood clot in my lung, and I was sitting here at the house after, before that, though, there was a man and his wife come from a church that I used to pastor in London, Kentucky, or a little bit north of London, Kentucky, and they prayed for me, and I'd ask my wife, I'd say, where's my brothers at? And this man and woman come down, a brother and sister in the Lord, and they prayed for me, and then a while after that, here come a pastor of a church, and his wife to my house, and they said, the Lord sent me here to pray for you, and I told him okay, and they prayed for me, and God began to move for me, and then I went to church on Wednesday night, that following Wednesday night, and God really moved for me down there. I got to run a little bit in church, and I tell you what, the Spirit of God was so great there, and brother, and I was sitting at the house, and the Spirit of the Lord moved on me, and I began to weep, and I said, Lord, what can I do about this? And the Lord said, get out and start preaching, and I didn't have the wind to do anything, but I began to get out and start going and preaching the gospel, and when I did, brother, it began to get better. The next time was better than the former time, and brother, it's been getting better ever since then, and brother, I'll tell you, God's looking for people, not just myself. There's a multitudes of people that God is looking for, that brother, and I believe there's multitudes of people waiting to hear from the Spirit of God, brother, and hear that call that Joanna was talking about there. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that there's people waiting for somebody to come up and begin to minister to them. Brother, just like on this broadcast, brother, that's going throughout the land today. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that people, brother, are waiting for us. And brother, there's people waiting for God to move in their situation. We serve a miracle working God today. We serve a God today. He's a God of healing. He bore 39 stripes, brother, that we might be healed. Listen, he said in Luke 18, he come to set the captive free. He come to give sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, God, he's on our side. Brother, I know tonight, brother, there might be somebody that thinks that God is mad at them. But brother, I want you to know tonight, God loves you tonight, and God wants to bless you tonight. Brother, God, he's on your side tonight, but he wants you to turn to him. The Bible said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And he wants us to call on him, brother, that he might save us when we get in that situation that we need to be saved from. And I know today we talk about lost people need to be saved, and amen to that, they do, more than anything else. But let me tell you tonight, that person that's out there that cross, if they hear the Spirit of God knocking, Jesus said it like this. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if any man will hear my voice, he said, and open up, I'll come in and sup with him, and him with me. Brother, Jesus is awaiting tonight, and all we got to do is believe that he died for our sin, brother, and that on the third and appointed morning, God raised him from the dead. The Bible said, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I thank God tonight that it's so simple tonight that all we got to do is believe. And a lot of people say, I believe they's a scared of scales, and I believe the good's got to outweigh the bad. Honey, let me tell you today, the Bible said we're saved not by a set of scales, we're saved by works, but it says we're saved by grace through faith. Brother, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, I'll tell you today that God is waiting for people to come and call on His name. I believe tonight, brother, that God is waiting for His people, brother, to get along with Him and fellowship with Him, that He might, brother, minister to them. The Bible said in one place, it said, "He that ministereth, let him wait on his ministering, or let him wait on his ministry." Brother, when we wait on God, and God speaks to our heart tonight, brother, we can go out and we can give that to somebody else. We can minister to somebody else. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God, He is on your side tonight. Brother, you might say, "I'm not a Christian, but I'm not of that religion." I'm not talking about religion tonight, but I'm talking about a salvation. I'm talking about the way that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Brother, I'll tell you what, Jesus is the way tonight. Brother, and Jesus said, "I'm going away," but He said, "You can't go with me." And one said, "Well," He said, "who is the way, or how's the way?" And Jesus said, "I'm the way." And brother, I want you to know tonight, we need to get real close. We need to draw nigh to the Lord, that He might draw nigh to us. And brother, when He begins to move in our behalf, brother, we'll know it. We won't have to have somebody to tell us, because we'll know it in our spirit today. He said, "Behold, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new." Brother, I'll tell you, the old works of the flesh, the old sinful life, when we get saved, it's gone, brother. And God has broken the power of sin in our lives. And I'll tell you, we can walk. The Bible said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And brother, we've got liberty tonight, brother, to go out here, brother, and live a sin-free life. Brother, let me tell you what. Brother, sin shall have no more dominion over you, said the book of Romans. And brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, you don't have to go out and drink. You don't have to go out, brother, and do drugs, and smoke pot, smoke hashish, or shoot heroin, or do methamphetamine, or to drink Budweiser, or to drink Old Crow, or to drink Southern Comfort. Brother, the Bible said, He don't pour in a new wine into an old skin, but He said He gets a new skin, because if you poured that new wine into that old skin, brother, it would cause it to burst. But brother, He just makes us new and puts that new wine in us, and we can follow Him, and we can walk after Him and do the thing, Sister Green was saying that, and do the thing that God has spoke to us to do. Brother, I want you to know tonight, brother, that God, that sister began to cry, brother, and said she didn't mean to. Brother, I felt the Spirit of God begin to move in that situation. And brother, I'll tell you what, it's like me and brother Woodward. We was on Skype one day, and brother, I'll tell you what, I was sitting in Jacksonburg, Tennessee, looking at my computer. He was in Madisonville, Tennessee, looking at his computer. Brother, in the Spirit of God began to move. I'm so glad tonight that Jesus said, "Where two or three are gathered together in His name, He said He'd be in the midst of them." I'm glad tonight, honey, that there's no big eyes or little ewes, but we're all children of God if we're born again today. I thank God tonight, brother, for this spirit, brother, that's in this broadcast tonight. I thank God for this broadcast that Brother Yearwood has got. I thank God for Brother Yearwood. I thank God for each each one on this broadcast tonight. Brother, I want you to know today, but I thank God more than anything for Jesus, because he laid his life down for me, and he rose again from the dead. Oh, I'll tell you what, tonight, folks, this is the most wonderful thing that ever was. I just thank God tonight for it. I didn't know it was going to get carried away like this, but brother, I was going to read a little bit here in the book of Jonah. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto the Jonah, the son of the Micah, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. Brother, I remember that Jeremiah, he began to prophesy against Jerusalem. And brother, I'll tell you what, they were some of them I wanted to kill him because he was prophesying against Jerusalem. Brother, I'll tell you today that God might send you somewhere with a message tonight to speak against the things that are going on. And brother, all you need to do is go on. Let me tell you tonight, he might send you somewhere to give them a word of encouragement. Brother, I'll tell you today, if God speaks to your heart to do something like that, nobody can take your place in that, and you need to go on. Brother, I'll tell you that we're preaching tonight on who am I. Brother, I begin to read where Sister Green was reading about Moses today. Brother, I begin to read about that, and brother, I look down there and I seen that Moses told God, said, who am I? Brother, he told God he couldn't talk good, and God said, who's made the mouth? But he said, I'll tell you what, Moses, he said, I'll give you Aaron, he'll be your mouthpiece, and you'll be God to him. But this Jonah over here, all the others you're about Jonah, it seems like, brother, when he's being preached about, is where he runs from God. And I'm not going to get on to that, but I'm going to get on this right here, down here in the third verse. So he paid the price. Let me back up. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Brother, the Lord was his help. He didn't realize, evidently, that God was his strength. Brother, but he thought something else was his strength. But let me tell you today, that God is our strength tonight. He's our high tower. He's our shield. He's our buckler. And brother, I want you to know tonight, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Brother, when God tells us to go, brother, he's right there with us. In fact, he's already waiting there. Brother, I was in Vietnam in 1969, and God called me to preach. I said, there wasn't no way. Brother, a year and a half later, I was in Germany, and brother, there was God right there dealing with me to do what he had called me to do. And I said, I'm going to forget about God. But brother, I'll run as far as I could run. And brother, I'll tell you, I got down one Saturday night in my room, and I prayed and made things out. God is there. No matter where you're at, God is there. Oh, I'm so glad tonight. You know, when I was in Vietnam and God called me to preach, brother, he was already over there in Germany. And brother, I'll tell you what, when he began to deal with me again, brother, he was here at the house where I am now, and he spoke to me again about the ministry. Brother, and I accepted it, and I went out. But let me tell you something. Brother, I stopped and thought about it. I said, it's got to be easier, Sister Green, to do what God has called me to do than it is to live like this. And brother, I was trying to flee from the presence of God, but you can't flee from the presence of God. If you're to go to the further star in the universe, there would be God. He said, if I make my bed in hell, he said, thou art there. Listen to me tonight. Brother, God will go before us.
And I'm glad that that scripture in the 23rd Psalm, where he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Honey, I can eat from the table of God. Brother, the world don't know nothing about that table of God. But brother, I can eat from it. Brother, God will feed his people tonight. He also said in that same Psalm, he said, thou leadest me in the paths of righteousness. And brother, I'm so glad tonight that he'll lead us. He'll speak to our heart and tell us what to do. And I thank God for that. I'm glad tonight that I'm not in this thing for myself, but I'm glad tonight that Jesus is with me tonight. Brothers, help me to live this Christian life and to walk this Christian walk. And brother, I'll tell you tonight, if we'll just go on forward and do our best, brother, and if we find out that we missed the mark, confess that thing to God, call it by name, and ask God to forgive us. He said his blood would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And brother, I want you to know today, Jonah thought, brother, he's going to get away from the presence of God. But brother, that presence of God, I believe with all my heart, it's everywhere. He told David, he said the heavens couldn't contain his presence. Oh, I'm so glad tonight that God is God, and he always will be God. Oh, so much so that brother, he was from the beginning, and he'll be in the ending. It's like that brother said a while ago, he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He's the first and the last. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, I'm so glad tonight that brother, he is worthy tonight to be praised. He's worthy of our praise, to lift our hands up. You know, you might be going into Walmart or be in Walmart, and it might be crowded as all get out, and the Spirit of the Lord might begin to deal with your heart and begin to show you somebody that needs to be prayed for, and they speak to your heart and to go pray for that individual. And you know why? As you begin to do that, and as you begin to move out in faith, brother, your faith will be strengthened, and your resolve in living for the Lord will be made stronger. And brother, I know a lot of times the enemy will come to us, and when God speaks to us to do something, and brother, the enemy will come to us and try to keep us from doing that, because he don't want that person to receive from God tonight. He wants that person to do without. But I'm so glad tonight that we don't have to do without. He said, thou makest me to lie down in green pastures. So I'm telling you tonight, brothers and sisters, brother, we can lie down in green pastures tonight. We can live in peace tonight, and peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And I know there might be worries that will try to come, and we might even worry about something sometime, but I'll tell you what, brother, God will give us peace. And brother, when something does try to come and to worry us and to slow us down, all we've got to do is call on the name of the Lord. Peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And brother, I'm so glad tonight that the Bible said that there's no law against the fruit of the Spirit that's in a child of God's life. I'm so glad tonight that, brother, I'm no better than anybody. And brother, I'm so glad that God has made me his child tonight and set me on this road of righteousness, brother, headed toward eternity and into that great, great city that he's got prepared over there for them that love him. I thank God tonight that when you get down and out, there's Jesus. And like I said, he'll come to you in the midnight hour when there's only you and Jesus there. He'll begin to minister to your heart. He'll begin to speak to your heart and let you know that everything's going to be all right. Brother, tonight, if you're not serving God, I want to encourage you to obey the Lord and to serve Him. Come back to Him if you're backslid. You know if you're backslid or not. And if you are, come back to Him. If He's dealing with you, if He's speaking to your heart, all you have to do is bow your head. Ask God to forgive you of the sin in your life and to take you back. And brother, He'll take you back. And brother, if you're lost tonight and the Spirit of God's dealing with you, all you have to do is turn to the Lord and ask God to forgive you and you repent in the name of Jesus and ask Him to save you, and He'll save you tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be on here tonight. And has anybody got anything that you'd like to say that's on the broadcast right now? Praise
the Lord. We want to know how your meeting went last Monday night. How did it go?
Had a good meeting, sister. Had a real good meeting. I preached till my wind run out. and we had a real good meeting, sister. We sure did. Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. We had a wonderful meeting tonight with all of you.
Amen.
Yes.
Brother
yes.
Charles.
And where are you at, Charles?
In Twilla, Utah. And this is my first time. But I had a few scriptures that I pulled out of a drawer here that I wrote.
Go ahead with it, brother.
Wrote so many. But I think it's pretty well expounded with the anointing that was upon you. And with I just want to thank everybody that called in. I don't know if I'd have wrote all the names down, I'd have been better that way. But there's a blessing in fellowship with one another.
Amen.
There may be a name for it, but it's a ministry of to each other, because, yes, we need to look out for the lost and to win them to Jesus and do all we can there when opportunities present themselves, but also encouragement for one another. This is very important also, to build up the faith. And that's a few faith builders that I would like to read. Many of you, most all of you probably know all of these, but I'd put them in some notes. First one is, Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's Matthew 17:20. And then, Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. We know that little children have, that's why it's so important what we say, how we talk to them, and because they're just sponges to absorb, and they trust us.
Amen.
Another scripture says, Behold, I have set before you thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength.
Thank you, Lord.
In fact, kept my word and my writing and has not denied my name. That's from Revelation 3:8. Another one from Proverbs 23:7 reads, For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Bless you,
Matthew 6:21, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Amen.
The scripture reads, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:12.
Thank you, Lord.
Jeremiah 33:3 reads, Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. That's enormous to think about there. If we call on him, some of these, you know, there are certain things we won't know till we get to heaven, but there's a lot of things, I believe, that according to Scripture here, that if we really desire to know them, it says that will show them to us.
Amen.
From 1 Timothy 6:12 reads, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold unto eternal life. 1 Thessalonians 5:8, let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. I don't know, it sounds like a paraphrase verse. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
That's 1 John 5:4. I have fought a good fight, Paul says in 2 Timothy 4:7. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. And I believe God is raising up Pauls all over. Not to add things to the gospel. I don't mean that. There's going to be people adding epistles there. But saying the things of Paul, of course, the things of Jesus first, but the teachings of Paul and putting them out, and with your own stamp on it, you know, like I first talked, I said, well, Lord, I have nothing of the education that Paul had. How do you do that? And he said, well, there's a reason that the scripture didn't physically paint a picture of Paul to tell you what he looked like, and all the, you know, how he spoke. You know, I've heard some say that Josephus or somebody said he was bald or something. But this means that you don't have, it's not like putting an idol. You take those words of faith, those words anointed to Paul, and God gives you your touch upon them as you speak them forth. Very same words. And then exhorting upon them, God gives your own touch to it. You know, that way you're not doing an impersonation. You're doing the gospel with God's. And of course, Paul said that, follow me even as I follow Christ.
Amen.
And another scripture says, of course, John 14:6. We know Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This is very important as we're dealing with false sects and religions.
Bless you, Lord.
There's different Jesuses out there. There's only one Jesus to the Christian, but there's the Jesus of Jehovah's Witness, for instance, is Michael the Archangel. The Jesus of the metaphysical people is a man that had gained some kind of mental capacity because he used his brain, and therefore he was a good man. And then there's the Jesus of the Mormons, spirit brother of Lucifer, one God among many gods. My calling seems to be in different directions, but I have a desire in my heart to minister unto the church that they learn what they believe and why they believe it. I don't believe we have to slam doors in people's face or be rude or even just say, well, I'm not interested. I say, come on in and have an answer. The scripture reads, always have an answer to every man, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if we'll do that, we'll be blessed, and they'll be blessed. They may. You don't have to make them angry, but when they ask you something, for instance, this is Utah, it's the headquarters of the LDS Church, the Mormon Church, and for a lot of years when they'd come, if I let them in at all, I would just kind of sit there and say, well, I believe what I believe, and anyway. But now, when they ask me, one of the first things they will say is, have you read the Book of Mormon? Well, I've read parts of it to understand what they were trying to figure out, you know, try to be able to talk to them. They said, well, have you prayed about it? And I don't have to. I look at you and I said, because I can't give you the verse on this one. I haven't got it in front of me, but it's the gospel was once for all delivered to the saints. Well, if the gospel of the Bible was once for all delivered to the saints, we didn't have need for Joseph Smith and Brigham Young or Mary Baker Eddy.
Amen.
And sometimes in the LDS particularly, they believe that in an exaltation that they can become gods. We have scripture that where God, Isaiah specifically says, I write this that you might know, that you might believe, that you might understand. I might have that out of order a little bit. Know, understand, believe. I, even I am God. Before me there was no other God formed, neither shall there be after me. And these are some good helps to where I can minister when you come to the door. We don't have to be afraid, because they have their doctrine down. Most of them, what they do, they've studied and they know. But they're when you're armed with the Word of God, the Bible, because the Bible, it annotates their books. It's the oldest book. So we have every right to expect, if there's any other book claiming that, that it will be in line with this work.
Amen.
And if Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer, the Bible knows none of that, knows nothing about that. They got that from Joseph Smith's writings in I think it's called A Pearl of Great Price. They expounded that in that way. But I just want to, I'll close off with that, but I just want to say how much I've appreciated inviting me on to, and I listened, and I just was blessed with every one of brothers and sisters on there. All had a, and then the mighty anointing of Brother Eddie at the end there was just a highlight, you know, just everything was just, I just really appreciate all of you, and I've never met you other than that. I've never physically met any of you, but we're kinship as Christians.
Amen.
And so I appreciate and love all every one of you. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I'm gonna play this song right here, and I don't think it'll go to the end of the broadcast, but we're gonna play it.
I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret to Jesus the liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet opportunity coming soon for a tuner like you and me. If a soul not carry a message along through the depths of foggy night, and as soon as it rolls back a dull man holds when it's going down for the third time, it's a sweet melody that can cut your heart free from the chains of a past defeat. You can suddenly see through the sweet harmonies the path for your wandering feet. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a song to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret to Jesus the liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet opportunity coming soon for a sinner like you and me. Don't tell me the world is a hopeful place, and I might as well just give in to the doom and gloom, life's waiting room for the blows that will do us all in. I can sympathize with before my eyes there's a hope shining brightest day. I got a phone with a song that can show me on with my feet dancing all the way. I'm gonna sing just as long as it takes for a soul to make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret to Jesus and liberty. I'm gonna turn all the sounds that will drag people down to the pit of despondency. With a sweet opportunity coming soon for a tutor like you and me. I'm gonna sing just as long make that heavy spirit free. I'm gonna keep making music that carries the secret of Jesus' liberty. I'm gonna turn on the sound that will drag people down to the pit of bondage. With the sweet opportunity coming soon for two like you and me.
Praise the Lord. I've enjoyed this broadcast. We got about 22 seconds left on it, and I'd like to say that it's been good to be on here, and we're glad to have each one that's been on here tonight. And we want to say God bless every one of you, and may God keep you, and may God smile upon you. And so everybody, good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night, bro.
Praise the Lord. Good night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Charlie?
Hello there. We off the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're not, we'll just keep going.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Wow, that was awesome. That
lifted
my spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, folks, I'm sure glad we had this broadcast. I forgot to give the phone number out. Maybe Brother Yearwood won't get mad at me. And we want to pray for Brother Yearwood where he had that eye exam today, that his eyes will be all right. And so I'm going to get off of here, and we're going to close this out, and we'll talk to y'all. May see your brother and sister Green on Friday night.
Okay, Brother Ed.
God bless you now.
Bless you.
Good night.
Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello. Are you still there?
Yeah, I was. I thought we were off when I first said that. But then I quickly, then it just came right to me. I said, but if we're not, we'll pray in the Lord. Let's just keep going.
Yeah.
Then I heard another lady there. I said, well, I did enjoy that every second. I just, you got a lot of calls. You got quite a few calls, I thought.
Yeah, they was eight people on here. They was six call-ins and eight people on tonight.
Yeah.
I guess let's, let me get off here so this thing will go off. We're still on the air, I believe. Oh, there it went. We're off now. Mm-hmm. I just closed it out all the way. Yeah. But that's now you know what we do on here.
That's excellent. And that's not every day, though. That's
just on Tuesday. This one's just on Tuesday night from 6 to 8. Our time would be from 4 to 6 your time. And then on Friday, there's another broadcast.
Right.